Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Chuck Christensen, who is Senior Vice President at Connections Loyalty. Hey, Chuck, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So Connections Loyalty, as the name suggests, is an expert in the loyalty space, helping clients develop meaningful loyalty programs, and that's the topic of our conversation today. So Chuck, just to get us started, you were quoted as saying loyalty is about having a long-term emotional connection with your customer. I agree with that, but how do you actually help your customers do that?
Well, you know, it's all about creating that great experience for customers. You know, I'm a firm believer that we live in what I call an experience economy, and it's not what we deliver necessarily to a client, but it's how we make them feel and how we engage them emotionally. And here at Connections, that we're in the business of enabling our clients to deliver the best engaging, emotional, touching experiences to their customers every single day. We're part of the overarching, connection, to play on the word, that they have with their customers. And we are one piece of that bigger ecosystem in terms of delivering that experience, but a very important piece, because people spend a great deal of time and money engaging with the brands that we're lucky enough to represent, and we hold that charge very dear to our hearts.
So payments isn't exactly the kind of thing that people kind of get all teary about, unless, of course, it goes wrong. So how do you create those connections around payments, and what kinds of things do you advise your clients to think about today that perhaps they haven't been able to think about or execute on before?
We've been in this business for 30 years, and we've evolved much like the marketplace has evolved. And it's not simply about the reward. It's about the overarching communication and connections that we have with our clients across the spectrum of how we interact with them. And whether it is a payments company or a travel company or a hospitality company or an automobile manufacturer, at the end of the day, we have to understand that we interact with them much less on a transactional basis, but on a much greater, longer term that begins with the first time they hear about us and that hopefully never ends. And so we want to look at each of those customer touch points and understand how we can best deliver, whether it's in the form of a product or a service or some sort of voice that we're expressing on behalf of the customer, that that they walk away, and that when they think about our customers' brands, that they feel really good about doing business with them. And that's manifest in a number of different ways. You know, we represent and touch the clients of some of the largest brands out there, USAA, Discover, MasterCard, Delta, Chase, and Citibank, and General Motors. And those customers have been with us on average, if you look at our top 10 clients, 10 years each. And it's because we are part of that conversation. We're looking at not the transaction that they may have that really is simply an artifact of their connection with the customer, but the overall experience that they have created and how they've listened to their customer and been able to deliver what they believe is the most lasting experience.
How has mobile changed the conversation about loyalty in the payment space?
I mean, I think, what it's done is it's a fantastic delivery mechanism that in essence is always on, right? So brands have the ability to connect with their customers everywhere all the time, right? It amazes me that how quickly we have become somewhat tethered to a device that's meant to create greater connections. We have to be careful how we use it. It has to be seamless. It has to be easy. But what it has done is I think it's brought to the forefront our connection with brands. Before we had to fight to get in front of people. Now people carry around a device that in essence is that megaphone for our brands.
This is going to sound like a controversial question, and I don't mean it to be, but do rewards really work to keep the right customers loyal?
Well, I think they do. Yeah, that's a big question. A lot of You know, a lot of brands many years ago used to have to be sold on the notion that rewards are important, that they had to, quote, give something away. I think truly they are ingrained, not just domestically, but globally. We're seeing a huge trend in terms of rewards programs. And this is not the forum to really give you the stats and the studies behind it, but I firmly believe that rewards work. They're not the end all and be all, right? They're part of the overall experience we have with our customers. And rewards, can take many, many different forms. One of the trends that we're seeing is we can call it incentives, we can call it rewards, we can call it apology artifacts, but we're seeing a trend in not just rewarding for profitable behavior, but rewarding a customer when they go through something that's difficult, you know, the bright side of negative engagement. That's a huge trend that we're seeing both in financial services, also in hospitality as well, and travel specifically. And I think that trend is certainly going to continue domestically as we mine the overall customer experience and understand negative interactions can be far more powerful than positive interactions, and how we deal with them, how we address them, and to some extent, how we reward a customer or make up with the customer, if you will, is very important, and you could argue just as important as a reward that's based upon a certain level of spend or a certain take rate or a certain product that they sign up for.
So you have the premise of loyalty. So you want to create loyalty, and you have payment devices that you can use in whatever fashion or form you want as a retailer to do that. But retailers also have their own objectives of getting foot traffic into the stores, getting people to buy, and making it easy for them to pay. Do you see any trends that bring payment, loyalty, and retail together?
Well, I mean, you talk about mobility. It certainly does that, right? But it's a delivery mechanism of the myriad of offers that retailers are trying to effectuate with their payment partners. I absolutely think that loyalty in the forms that it takes, whether it's offer presentment at the right time to the right customer in the right location that allow them to take the left instead of the right into your store, is absolutely essential. And I think it's going to take very careful partnerships in order to effectuate that. And you know, if you believe the prognosticators, you know, 20% of payments in 5 years are going to be on a mobile device, right? If that's true, that's a huge change, and it's a change that, could go faster than that, could go slower than that, but it represents really this, the mobility and our ability to carry around that megaphone that's going to blare offers at us, is absolutely important to retailers, to issuers, and really to the customer, because remember, the customer is actually choosing that. They're choosing to put it in their hands, and they'll also choose to turn off alerts and to not accept offers. So it's going to be a careful alchemy that needs to be effectuated amongst the stakeholders to make sure that customers have a good experience and aren't absolutely overwhelmed with the technological representation of retailers, acquirers, and brands trying to get in customers' pockets.
Yeah, no, I think that Apple Pay in particular, and some of these other mobile wallet schemes could give the card-linked offers a new lease on life. I think they've struggled in the past because it's been very hard for the consumer to make the connection, no pun intended, between the offer that they're getting when they swipe and the benefit. And I think the mobile device, and especially, you know, I'm an Apple Pay customer myself. Every time I transact, there's this message on my screen that reminds me that I've done something or that I've gotten some sort of benefit or value. And those are the kinds of things that do create that association between the brand, the retailer, the issuer, and the network that makes it all possible. And I think, you know, those sorts of technological advances could potentially breathe new life into something that I think, may have struggled to find the right fit.
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a good point there. The adoption hurdles are being removed with incredible speed, and two or three years ago, it was six or seven clicks to get your offer, and then you had to do some other behavior, and then there was this element of trust to figure out, did I actually get what I thought I was going to get? I think your point about that reminder, whether it's a confirmatory note saying you've made a purchase, you know, it's not going to be long before, you know, you're going to see offers and the ability to pay with points presented to you as you walk up to the point of sale. And also, you know, being able, going beyond the transaction, if you will, to be able to say, okay, what's the next step in the world of commerce that I as a customer can take to maximize the transaction that I just engaged in, and get, in essence, accessorize my experience as to the next store I go into. Understanding that, you know, that overall continuous conversation is not going to be easy and it's going to be complex, you know, but we're seeing the big rocks get moved out of the way, and it's going to be a very interesting next 5 years in the payments and loyalty industry.
So speaking of that last question, I'm sure you're preparing your roadmap for 2015 and talking to clients about their plans. What are some of the things that you are talking to your clients about specifically with respect to trends and initiatives that you think they need to pay attention to?
Yeah, so I think for us, there's been some really interesting adjacencies that we've seen come to fore in the last couple of years. I mentioned to you that the one about being able to understand the customer and incentivize them, reward them, or apologize in a myriad of different places. And we have a platform called Motive Engine that allows customers to do that, that has applications across the commercial spectrum, whether it's being able to effectuate spend at certain levels, adoption of a particular product, or whether it's getting people to take their car in to get fixed at a certain period of time, a number of different, you know, applications for incentives that really fill in. They're the mortar between the bricks of the traditional ways of rewarding and engaging customers. But I think we're also seeing interesting trends internationally. We're quickly becoming a much more global payments ecosystem. There are immense capabilities and challenges that are coming down the road. And we see our business going globally. We've been lucky enough to be partners with MasterCard for nearly 10 years. And we're very lucky to be going into a total of four continents with them. Being able to bring, you know, travel rewards specifically into those geographies, because there is a ubiquity in travel. You could argue that travel was what birthed the modern era of loyalty and rewards in both the payments and the travel verticals. I think we see this wonderful rebirth that's going on both globally, but also if you look at Chase's relaunch of Ultra Rewards, they've done a phenomenal job at looking at the customer experience across devices and beyond the simple transaction of booking a plane or a hotel. And they've done a wonderful job, I think, of leading the market in terms of the overall interface and experience. And I think you're going to see a trend of really the 2.0, if you will, of rewards travel programs and also gift card and merchandise. But you're going to see really a wonderful manicured experience that's going to be seamless across devices. That's going to be coming down the road for a multitude of clients. And then that's going to extend across borders to, you know, Latin America. We're seeing an amazing amount of activity and Asia. I think Europe's a little bit more complex because of the coalition landscape that is there. In Canada, you could argue, not necessarily complex. It's actually a little more simple because of the coalition landscape that's there. But from a rewards-based standpoint, very exciting things going on internationally and domestically. And travel, and as I said before, that kind of the in-between incentives are two areas that we see growing with great fortune.
Well, it's a fascinating time to be in the business because there are so many opportunities that technology, data, and mobile really present everyone in the space. And I think we are going to see, to your point, a lot of new innovation and a lot of really exciting developments. And we look forward to staying in touch as you work with clients to get them deployed. So thanks, Chuck, for joining me today. It was great to catch up. Thank you.
Thanks, Karen. I really enjoy talking to you and look forward to getting the opportunity and checking back in on some of these developments in the future.